The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. 'So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from his heart.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I've got no congregation now because, of course, the diocese decided to suspend the celebration of public mass, but I am going to continue to offer a homily, just as always, because you can't outlaw the word of God. We're gonna keep on hearing it proclaimed, all right, until my dying breath. So, a little tiny thought for you here this morning. You might have heard of the great English author G.K. Chesterton. He's one of my favorites. I like to quote him all the time. Anyway, for years he was a spiritual nomad. You know, he was an Anglican, and then he dabbled in the occult, and he was kind of all over the place. Spiritual nomad, but when he was nearly 50 years old, he became a Catholic, which is a very unfashionable thing to do, you know, like in Edwardian England, or whoever was king at the time. So people asked him, they said, "Why did you become a Catholic?" And G.K. Chesterton, he very simply answered, "To get my sins forgiven." And that is something that weighs heavily upon each of us. Every one of us knows that we are soiled, that we need to be purified, that we stand in need of God's forgiveness. So St. Peter turns to Jesus and he says, "If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" And he thought he was being generous, because the prophet Amos had established this tradition that 3 times was a sufficient cap on forgiving anyone for the same offense. So what Peter does is he doubles that, adds in 1 for good measure, and he probably thinks Jesus is going to be impressed with him, and he's probably absolutely flattened by Jesus' response when he says, "No, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Okay, now, that's hyperbole. That's not a limit. What it does is it references a story from the book of Genesis in which the last descendant of Cain, his name was Lamech, he boasted of the depths of his vengeance. He said, "If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech will be avenged 77 times. So the descendants of Cain were marked by unlimited revenge. And what Jesus wants to say here is that the children of God are going to be marked by unlimited forgiveness. Okay, but what we need to do, we need to understand what forgiveness means. Okay, so let's just remember. Forgiving doesn't mean you've forgotten. Some injuries are just too deep to forget. Forgiving doesn't mean we've healed our relationship now, everything's back to normal. Forgiving doesn't mean now I trust you again, right? Forgiveness also doesn't mean accepting injustice. You know, I've mentioned this before, my favorite example of this. John Paul II forgave the man who shot him, right? But he didn't say he should be released from jail. Forgiveness does not mean accepting injustice. Correction is okay. Okay, what forgiveness does mean is, I do not hold this offense against you. That's what you say from your heart. Say it from your heart. Say it from your lips. Keep it in your mind. I do not hold this offense against you. Why? Because that's exactly what we want God to say to us. God's mercy is always on offer, okay? But it's never automatic. We have to do what it takes to receive it. A soul stained by original sin has to receive baptism. A baptized soul stained by mortal sin has to go to confession, all right? But every soul has to forgive others if we want to be forgiven ourselves. Now, as I record this, this is the Feast of St. Patrick, and what a great saint to tell us about forgiveness. I'm sure lots of you know all about the life of St. Patrick. St. Patrick was captured by pirates and taken to slavery in Ireland. Patrick was actually an Englishman. Sorry to all you of Irish descent, but Patrick was taken to Ireland as a captured slave, and he was an irreligious teenager who turned to God in desperation. And in the depths of his slavery, he developed a mature faith. And then one day, Patrick says he heard a voice in a dream. And the dream said, "Wake and flee to the sea coast, and there you will find a ship that will take you to freedom." And he did as he was told, and he boarded a ship bound for Britain. And when he arrived there, he decided he was going to become a priest, and he was. And then they made him a bishop. And then, against all reason, Patrick said he wanted to go back to Ireland, to the land where he was enslaved. And he said, "I entrust myself to the hand of God who rules in all places." And it's so good that he did, because he showed us such a great lesson. The greatness of our faith, the beauty of our faith expressed in forgiveness, perhaps more than anything else. No revenge, no hatred, no anger, no vengeance against these people who enslaved him. No, service. Forgiveness. That's the beauty of the gospel. You ever stop to think that sometimes the hurts in your life, right, although never part of God's plan, never got part of God's plan in any way, shape, or form. You ever stop to think that the hurts in your life are allowed because it gives us the chance to forgive and so to become worthy of forgiveness ourselves? Something to pray about. Pope Benedict once said that when we choose to forgive somebody else, part of us has to die. All right? It's never easy. But the fact is, we have no choice. Forgiveness is offered to us on no other terms. All right? So let's continue to strive to live in the image of Christ our Lord and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Patrick, pray for us.